Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, Will. Hey, Ben and Kelly, if you're looking for a group therapy topic, I've got one.
All right.
My wife's younger sister has at times flirted with me.
Okay.
Which my wife has just laughed off.
Mm-hmm.
Even when her sister said something about wanting to have my baby.
Oh, you're so funny.
She's so cute.
Funny.
Well, the sister just got kicked out by their parents and at the moment is living with us.
Oh.
I've never cheated, but I'm not sure I can trust myself here. Mm. I am, after all, a guy.
Ew.
Can you hear the eye roll?
Yes.
How can I tactfully express to my wife that we need to figure out something else ASAP?
Oh, Will. Well, for one, Will, have some...
It's called marriage, Will.
Well, yes, but have some respect for your wife and for yourself.
Exactly. Come on now. You can't let anything like that happen.
I don't like when anyone, it could be guys or whatever, but we'll just say guys because this is what Will said, hide under the umbrella of, after all, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
This is what guys do. Boys will be boys.
No. No, don't do that.
Okay. So, I mean, you could just tell your wife, hey, honey, you know, your little sister, well, you know how she flirts with me. I'm worried I'm going to get with her. So
we need to
figure out a new living situation for her.
I think that's going to spark a bigger conversation too. Like, well, you have no self-control.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, go ahead. Just put it out there. Say it. And then, you know.
Ooh. That is not going to go. I think if he just says, you know, I've told you before how flirty she is. I don't feel comfortable with her living under the same roof. It's just going to get weird. I don't want to put us in any weird situations. So let's find another plan.
You know,
and then you need to ask yourself why you think you can't say no.
Yeah, I mean, I get, you know, maybe you only have one bathroom and there's going to be times when, whoops.
Yes. You just don't want anything awkward to happen.
Right. And you know what?
Idea.
Listen, I understand that there could be, you know, if you're living in a small space or whatever, there could be situations where it could get awkward, where, you know, you catch each other, you know, in various stages of undress, running.
Or like, you know, at Ben's house, Naked Tuesday, it's laundry day. You just walk around the house, you know, and you're taking the laundry back and forth.
Not really just a specific day. It's any day, really.
Oh.
And I've had to warn various people and my daughters and the like that, hey, I don't have clothes on.
Yeah, he doesn't just go change in the bedroom first and then bring the dirty clothes to the laundry room. Just take the dirty clothes off in the laundry room and walk naked back to the bedroom.
That's right. You know what? I mean, that is living life. That is grabbing life by the husk and living life. So,
by the husk, sure. Okay, so it maybe, you know, Will is saying, well, there might be a situation like that, and nobody needs that, so let's figure out something else.
Will.
Need another place to stay.
Grow some willpower first. All right, hey, listen,
yes.
if you've got any suggestions, maybe this has actually happened to you, where you have an in-law or whoever, a close friend who had to live with you, where there was a little bit of that sexual tension or something like that, and you had to squash it or get them out. Like, I don't know, maybe your situation could help. All right.
Yeah. Rhonda said they both need to have a talk with the sister. Tell her that her behavior is inappropriate. And if she can't change how she behaves around him, she's got to move out.
All right. 502-571-9970. We'll take some of your stories and calls and texts next. This is an interesting group therapy. Will's wife's younger sisters flirted with him, even said something about wanting to have his baby. Will's all like, hey, stroking my ego, right? Well, now this sister got kicked out by the parents and at the moment living with them. And he's like, I don't know if I can trust myself. My attraction to her might just be too much.
And that's where the tide started to turn, I think.
Yeah.
Is where Will is not trusting himself to be a good boy. And of course, his wife, the sister's just like, oh, she's kind of like not paying much attention to any of this. Doesn't think it's
because it's
deal.
Her sister. And she's like,
yes.
Whatever. He's not going to do anything. my sister. Well,
right.
Okay.
And then, we kind of pointed out, though, there could be some awkward situations in the house. Like, we tossed out the example of when Ben likes to just disrobe in the laundry room and then walk naked back to his bedroom. And that can create awkward situations in the house, to which John said, today I learned Ben needs to learn about robes.
Well, I don't need to learn about robes. I've tried to do robes. I just don't like robes. So, you know what? Hey, you take me for who I am. I'm a robeless sort of person.
All right.
So I got a suggestion from, a lot of people are chiming in there. And Jesse chimes in on text and says, tell him this. Hey, Will, say your sister makes me uncomfortable and I might fall on her with my pants down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's one way to say it.
And Lisa says, if we're going to rat out the sister, let's keep it real about hubby, too. He needs to tell his wife, your sister flirts with me, and I'm such a disgusting piece of crap that I probably am going to take her up on it.
Oh,
not just the sister's fault.
Riley, what's your thought?
I've been thinking about this situation as long as you've been talking about it, and I've come to the conclusion that Will just needs to let me talk to his wife.
Nope.
And we'll just tell Will that I'm doing him a favor to being that middle person of letting the sister know, or letting the wife know that the sister can't live there.
Uh-huh.
But really, I'm going to tell the sister that she needs to, or tell the girls that they need to get away from this man, and then Will doesn't have to worry about sleeping with either sister.
Oh,
there you go.
I see.
You are not the first one to mention that. Chris said we need to flip the script. Somebody needs to go smack Will this time.
Yeah. So we're
might
just
going to
tell Will. Yeah, Will reached out, so we're going to tell him that we're going to help him out.
We got it covered.
And then really, we're just going to go to the wife and be like, so your husband's a pervert, and we want you out of the relationship.
Mm.
Then Will just doesn't get to sleep with either of them.
Oh, well, thank you, Riley. Appreciate
okay. Yeah, I think we've kind of assessed the problem lies here, not just with the sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the sister has a little, a couple devil horns underneath that cute, demeanor, but Will's got to man up.
Well, yes, Will has to realize he's a husband who took vows. So that means you don't take anybody else up on advances, whether they're the sister or anybody else. So, does he have a problem if he's out at a store and some, cute woman starts flirting with him? Is he afraid that he's not going to be able to turn her down?
Yeah, I was going to say.
The girl at Target?
Right, right. The lady that's checking you out at the grocery store, she smiles at you and says, how are you doing? Are you just worried that you're going to be like, oh, let's go to the bathroom right now?
Yeah, no, let's reevaluate what marriage means to Will and the fact that that means that his wife is the only woman for him, period.
Yeah. All right, well, we've given you some options here, Will.
Will, we've given you, hopefully, a new way to look at this. Like, you need to reevaluate, yourself and your feelings and how you would handle this. But also, I don't think it's a great idea that sis is living with you. So you still need to approach the wife and just be like, yes, hey, I've told you about her behavior before. She's really flirty. I just think that's going to put us in some really awkward situations. I don't want to set the stage for anything inappropriate to happen. So let's find another arrangement.
I mean, you said it way better than I could ever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we'll stop there. If you want to comment, you can. We have it up on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Go nuts there.
Go nuts there.